This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Britain became more isolated Monday as countries fearing a rapidly spreading mutant strain of the coronavirus continued to close down travel from the country. Several countries have imposed bans on British commercial airline flights, automobile trips, and cross-channel trains and freight because of the rising international alarm. The mutant strain is considered more infectious and has flared in London and southern England. Some of the countries imposing travel bans include France, Germany, Italy, Switzerland, Poland, Belgium, Austria, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Hong Kong, India, and Canada. In a press conference on Monday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged Britons to remain calm. He assured people most supplies are coming in and out of the country as normal. British Airways announced it will only allow travelers who test negative for the coronavirus to fly to New York City. The move was in response to calls from the state of New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to ban air travel from Britain over the new virus strain. Cuomo made the announcement and called for Delta Airlines and Virgin Atlantic Airways to voluntarily agree to do the same. The outgoing U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Monday he sees no reason to appoint a special counsel on two key issues to President Donald Trump. That would be potential election fraud or the tax investigation into the son of President-elect Joe Biden. Barr said Monday in his final press conference that the investigation into Hunter Biden's financial dealings was being handled responsibly and professionally. Barr also told the AP in a previous interview that he saw no evidence of widespread voting fraud, despite President Trump's claims to the contrary. This is VOA News. President-elect Biden will receive his first of the two shots for the coronavirus vaccine on Monday. He said in a statement he looks forward to receiving the vaccine publicly to continue building confidence in the scientific process. Other U.S. leaders received their vaccinations last week, including Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Monday also brought the arrival of the second vaccine approved in the U.S. by Moderna. A nurse at a hospital in the U.S. state of Connecticut became one of the first people in the country to receive Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. The Moderna vaccine approval significantly boosts U.S. vaccination efforts. Another shot made by Pfizer-BioNTech was approved earlier this month. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 lost ground on Monday as investors grappled with the outbreak of the new strain of COVID-19 in the U.K. They are also keeping in mind the likely passage of a long-awaited coronavirus stimulus package in the U.S. The S&P well off its season lows, however. U.S. Congress hammered out the pandemic relief agreement on Sunday after months of partisan wrangling. The $900 billion package is expected to pass on Monday. It includes unemployment aid and steers money to small businesses, airlines, transit systems, and vaccine distribution. Government and opposition representatives in Ivory Coast held talks Monday aimed at resolving a months-long political crisis. The meeting focused on demands for reform of the country's electoral commission ahead of legislative elections early next year, an opposition leader told journalists afterwards. The West African state has been gripped by tension since President Alassane Ouattara announced in August he would bid for a third term in office, a move the opposition branded as unconstitutional. President Paul Kagame said Monday Rwandan troops deployed to the Central African Republic to protect its peacekeepers there and would not be bound by UN rules of engagement. The Central African Republic's government Saturday accused the country's former president, Francois Bozize, of leading three armed groups in an attempted coup as tensions mount ahead of key presidential and legislative elections on December 27th. Monday, Kagame told a press conference Rwandan troops will operate under a new bilateral arrangement with the CAR when dealing with the rebel forces. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.